People who don't like sex and violence in movies now have an option other than renting The Little Mermaid for the 15th time. A company called Clean Flicks has opened 64 stores in Utah, Idaho, Colorado, and other states where viewers can rent videos and DVDs with potentially offensive material edited out. This drives filmmakers crazy. They say that companies like Clean Flicks have no right to change their work. Now, some of those filmmakers are being sued by Clean Flicks, Colorado franchise, which wants to prove that its business is perfectly legal. NPR's Ina Jaffe has the story.
Clean Flicks of Colorado has been in business for less than a year, but the owners are aiming for the top, at least in terms of lawsuits. They're suing Steven Spielberg, Martin Scorsese, Robert Redford, Steven Soderbergh, and a dozen other A-list filmmakers.
They sued the 16 directors as a preemptive strike.
Pete Webb, a spokesman for Clean Flicks of Colorado, says the 16 named directors were about to sue Clean Flicks and several similar companies. The proof, he says, is a press release announcing such a suit that was found through the website of the Directors Guild of America. The Guild says the release was for a hypothetical lawsuit and should not have been accessible to outsiders. In any case, Clean Flicks of Colorado isn't seeking damages, just approval. The company wants the federal court to declare that what it does is not a violation of copyright or trademark laws. And here's what it does, says Pete Webb.
A general rule of thumb, if it's too gory, it's gone. We do recognize that there are a number of films that people want to rent because of the storyline or the entertainment value or the historic value. The Patriot is a good example. So they may be able to watch The Patriot, but some of the more profound war scenes may be gone. The same applies to Titanic. The frontal nudity scene in the Titanic is either crosshatched or edited out.
And, of course, bad language is out.
Many of the people renting Clean Flicks edited videos would make the argument that there's not ever an appropriate place in a movie where you'd use the F word.
None of this would be easy to do without digital technology. But that doesn't necessarily mean the finished product is smooth. Take Steven Soderbergh's film Erin Brockovich, for example, the story of the single mom with a chip on her shoulder and a vocabulary that matches her tawdry wardrobe. Julia Roberts won an Oscar for her portrayal of Brockovich, but in the Clean Flicks version, her salty tongue temper has been muted, literally, like in the scene where she finds a parking ticket on her car. There are lots of little silences in the Clean Flicks version of Erin Brockovich, though those won't protect the sensitivities of lip readers. In other places, chunks of scenes have been removed. Comparing the running times of a couple of dozen Clean Flicks movies with the originals shows the Clean Flicks versions are as much as 8 minutes shorter. Nothing new here, says Pete Webb.
The motion pictures you see on television are edited. The motion pictures you see on aircraft are edited. We're not doing anything that the directors aren't doing themselves.
Well, that's the point, says Martha Coolidge, president of the Directors Guild. For movies shown on TV and the airlines, the filmmakers themselves make the changes.
When a stranger comes in, some other person who doesn't like what you've put out into the marketplace and changes that product, we feel is outrageous and is equal to taking a book and tearing out the pages and then selling it as if it were that book.
It may be more than outrageous, says Loyola Law School professor Jay Dougherty. It may be a violation of trademark law.
To sell films that are essentially labeled as being created by a director but have been edited and modified without the director's consent was something a little bit like false advertising. It's mislabeling the source of the film.
Clean Flicks of Colorado's lawsuit claims that it has a right to alter the movies under the copyright law's fair use provision. That allows excerpts of copyrighted material to be used in other venues, reviews, for example. But Dougherty doesn't think what Clean Flicks does fits the fair use standard.
They're making a new version of the film. And one is not typically permitted to do that, certainly in a commercial setting. They are operating a business based on this, and that would tend to argue against being a fair use if it's being exploited in a commercial way.
Dougherty says a good portion of the lawsuit might just be thrown out, since Clean Flicks of Colorado sued directors, and they don't own the copyrights to their films. The studios do. But whatever happens with this lawsuit, advances in digital technology ensure there will be others. Again, Directors Guild President Martha Coolidge.
We're facing technologies and questions in the future that are going to make it possible to change not only what an actor looks like, but what the president of our country says. I mean, we have technologies that are going to make us able to change anything we want that's recorded, but does that make it right?
Coolidge raises the age-old question that comes up whenever there's a significant advance in science. Just because you can do something, does that mean you should? Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.